comfortable, Mr. Bond. Your strings nice and tight. I think you will find escape is quite impossible, despite your proficiency for it. You perhaps wondered why I dispensed with the usual steel table, the laser pointed threateningly at your crotch. Why instead do you find yourself stripped, helpless, held up by ropes laid bare before me? I have created the ultimate trap from which you can never escape. So arrogant, so sure of himself. We shall see. I have read your files, Mr. Bond. All of them. Even the classified ones. You have an impressive record. So many successful missions. You always get your man, it would seem. Except when it comes to me, Mr. Bond. I seem to be the lone exception. So many times we have sparred with each other, and yet you have never managed to kill me. I wondered to myself why this is, Mr. Bond. You have a license to kill. Clearly, there is no moral obstacle. You are an impressive shot, having outperformed world-class assassins. Numerous times you had the opportunity to dispatch me, and yet, still I live. Oh, you've stopped me many times, but never killed me. So why am I the sole blemish on an otherwise spotless record? Then it occurred to me, Mr. Bond, you do not want to kill me. You enjoy this. Our little game. Capture, escape, defeat, and repeat. This is my trap, Mr. Bond. You are a rat who does not wish to leave his maze. All of the others with their ridiculous machines, torture devices, elaborate plans, they did not understand you. But I do, Mr. Bond. In order to destroy you, I must do so from the inside. I must get inside you, your head. I know what drives you now, Mr. Bond. I am your weakness. You have an impressive physique, Mr. Bond. So many scars. The signs of past battles, I presume. This one on your shoulder is particularly large. Was this one of mine, I wonder? A little keepsake, perhaps. A gift from me. But then, you have left our marks on each other in more ways than one, Mr. Bond. Every humiliating defeat, snatching victory from my grasp, thwarting my plans. I remember them all, Mr. Bond. Do you think of me when you see this scar, I wonder? When you bed a woman, does she kiss it? And perhaps a thought of me emerges. Do you find that distracting, Mr. Bond? Or perhaps it excites you, thinking of me, of our game. What would happen if I kiss it, I wonder? Does that repulse you, Mr. Bond? Your arch enemy, kissing the scar she left you. Or does it perhaps excite you? Protest, if you wish. I understand. Egos are fragile things. Ours in particular, Mr. Bond. The lies we must tell ourselves to prevent everything from crumbling down around us. Even now, I suspect you're planning. Telling yourself what you will do when you are able to seize the opportunity to escape. Identifying weapons to use against me. Methods of escape. But what would you really do if freedom were granted? Do you truly wish to be untied? I think this is a question we both wish to be answered. Or is it perhaps the suspense, the tension that we truly enjoy? I see you shudder at my breath on your ear. But why is it you shudder? What is it that you feel, Mr. Bond? What is it that you're telling yourself under your breath with such intense concentration? If you truly do not want this, you would not need to fight it. I have seen you tortured a great many times. Pain inflicted upon you. You understand what it is to endure, to withstand. This is different, is it not? I see such conflict in you. Perhaps I can tip the scales. A little physical incentive, It has not escaped my notice that your nipples have hardened. So sensitive. You shiver. Is it the cold, perhaps? I think not. Mr. Bond, I see that something else has begun to harden also. How does this feel, I wonder? Oh, you swell in my hand. The gasp of breath as I break this barrier, this unspoken taboo. Do you like it as much as I do, Mr. Bond? The wrongness of this. So right, is it not? You've stopped resisting. Could it be that the great James Bond is defeated? Or are you merely biding your time? Have you spotted some opening? Some opportunity for release? I feel you surging my hand with every word. You hate me, Mr. Bond, but this excites you. You are at my mercy and you know it. But more than that, you know how to wish it to stop. You fear the unasked question and yet you crave its answer. Like a deer in the headlights, you cannot look away. You weren't clothed before, Mr. Bond, but it is only now that you are naked. I see you at last exposed, all pretense stripped away. This is what you want, Mr. Bond. I could untie you right now, and yet in my possession you would remain. I'm impressed, I must confess. I have heard rumors of your prowess, your endowment. You do not disappoint. Though I wonder, are you always this hard, Mr. Bond? The litany of women you bed, do they see you this way? Or is the state of sheer arousal reserved only for me? You strain against my grip, and yet when I soften it, you begin thrusting at me. Mindlessly. You buck your hips wildly, but I fight in my hand, trying to fuck it. Do you even know? Stop fighting your thoughts, Mr. Bond. Let them go. All these years you've been a prisoner. Let me give you your release. The scar on your neck, Mr. Bond. I recognize this one in particular. How does it feel? Your cock pulsing in my hand while I kiss at the scars I haven't inflicted. So many of them. Your skin. It's more mine than yours at this point. The same could be said for your mind, I think. Is there any resistance left in there? In thought of loyalty? Of queen? In country? Or have I taken over everything? Is all you want pleasure now? Release? And you will have it. Come for me, Mr. Bond. Give in. You need this as much as I do, Mr. Bond. The time for fighting is over. Come for me, Mr. Bond. No. Come for me now, Mr. Bond. Yes. Oh, yes. Doesn't that feel good, Mr. Bond? So much better. We're so much more than enemies now. Finally, we have tossed aside those ill-fitting costumes. Now we know who we truly are. I am a woman of my word, Mr. Bond. I shall cut these ropes. You are free to go. Kill me if you wish. But I don't think you will. We will meet again soon, Mr. Bond. Of that, I am certain.